It's Wednesday, January 15th, 2025, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Keep kids safe from child predators on online games. Governor Tony Evers creates the Office of Violence Prevention. Hayward native Sean Duffy has a congressional hearing today for Transportation Secretary, and coming up is Free Fishing Weekend. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Child predators can contact and groom children through online games. Rice Lake School Resource Officers Andy Jondro and Stephanie Bull are addressing this topic for parents of elementary and middle school children with a presentation called The Dangers of Gaming. They will talk about ways to keep kids safe, better online games to play, and the warning signs if your kids are targeted, among other online and social media safety topics.
So we're going to give some suggestions of games that are super fun and very safe for the kids. Maybe we'll talk about some of the games that they're on and how we can make them safer. So a lot of the presentation is not like, oh, we don't play games. Games are horrible for kids. It's more so, here's how we can make these games safer for kids because online predators.
Families may attend any one of the three in-person presentations at Hilltop Elementary this evening, Tainter Elementary on Thursday, or Hagen Elementary on February 12th. Times are 6:30 to 7:15 p.m. with childcare provided. A virtual presentation will be held February 3rd from 7:30 to 8:15 p.m. More information can be found on the pages for Officer Andy or Officer Stephanie on Facebook. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is using federal funding to open a new Office of Violence Prevention. Speaking at the Capitol on Tuesday, Evers says he wishes Republican leadership would be on board with ideas like background checks for gun purchases and red flag laws to keep guns out of the hands of domestic abusers.
Gun violence must finally be a shared priority that transcends politics and partisanship.
The creation of that office doesn't need legislative approval. Republican legislative leaders say any plans on passing new gun control laws are dead on arrival. The Republican-controlled Wisconsin State Assembly passed a bill Tuesday that will allow voters to add an amendment to the state constitution requiring a photo ID to vote. Speaker Robin Voss says Democrats haven't introduced any other bills to take up.
So for all the folks who say, where's the top priority? We are ready to go. We are now a couple weeks in. Let's just remember the hypocrisy of the people who are standing here today saying we should focus on things that are quote unquote more important than safeguarding our democracy. I don't know what they would be because not a single bill has been introduced.
A statewide referendum question will now be on the April 1st ballot asking voters to approve or reject the amendment. The former Wisconsin congressman tapped by President-elect Trump to lead the U.S. Department of Transportation has a hearing before a congressional committee today. Sean Maloney has a story.
Trump picked Sean Duffy in November as his pick to serve as Secretary of Transportation. If confirmed, the Hayward native and Fox News host would oversee a department with some 55,000 employees and oversight to the nation's transportation systems. Duffy will be questioned about his qualifications by members of the Senate Commerce Committee, chaired by Texas Republican Ted Cruz. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A Wisconsin-based retailer will be closing stores across the country. Friday, Kohl's announced its plans to close 27 underperforming stores in 15 states by April. None of the stores are in Wisconsin. The announcement comes as the Menominee Falls-based retailer has seen 11 straight quarters of sales declines. The move is aimed to boost profitability and improve sagging sales. The number of employees affected by the plan was not disclosed. Free Fishing Weekend comes to Wisconsin. Christian Emery is online with the story.
The Department of Natural Resources says Free Fishing Weekend allows anglers to cast out across Wisconsin without a license, a trout stamp, or a salmon stamp, regardless of age. Some trout spots will remain closed during the event. Other regulations, such as bag and size limits and species restrictions, do remain in effect as well. The Department of Natural Resources reminds anglers to check ice conditions before heading out. And if you are a first-time ice angler, you can check out dnr.wisconsin.gov for locations to rent equipment. I'm Christian Emery.
Entries are being accepted to design next year's state park and forest vehicle pass. Ted Allen tells us more.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says high school-age students can submit their drawings through April 30th for the 2026 Vehicle Admission Pass, which allows access to over 60 state park, forest, and recreation area properties across the state. More information on the contest is available at the DNR website. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.